Today is the 10th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope that everything about this day turns better as we immerse ourselves in the scriptures. We're at the end and a beginning today. We're going to conclude the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to begin the book of Joshua. So we'll conclude the book of Deuteronomy, and then we'll talk about Joshua before we begin. So let's conclude Deuteronomy by reading chapter 34. Then Moses went up to Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab and climbed Pisgah Peak, which is across from Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead as far as Dan, all the land of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah extending to the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, the Jordan Valley with Jericho, the city of palms as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to Moses, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have now allowed you to see it with your own eyes, but you will not enter the land." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord had said. The Lord buried him in a valley near Beth Peor in Moab, but to this day no one knows the exact place. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyesight was clear and he was as strong as ever. The people of Israel mourned for Moses on the plains of Moab for 30 days until the customary period of mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him, doing just as the Lord had commanded Moses. There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. The Lord sent him to perform all the miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and his entire land. With mighty power, Moses performed terrifying acts in the sight of all Israel. Okay, so that concludes Deuteronomy. That's kind of a big deal for us on our journey. That finishes the Torah. That's the end of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And obviously we've just read it, so we've said goodbye to Moses. This is kind of a big deal. We've been with Moses the longest. We have gone through a lot with Moses. So it's like this deep breath, because this is the moment where we're kind of transitioning. And now we're going to move forward and move into an entirely different era with the children of Israel. And so as we begin Joshua here in a minute, we'll see that God's not going to waste time affirming his promises to Joshua. Joshua's not going to waste any time getting the people ready, preparing the people to do what they've been waiting for forever. Like, they're going to go across the Jordan River and enter the promised land. And by now, we've been traveling through the wilderness with these guys. So this promised land is almost mythic in our minds. We've been moving toward this for a long time, since we met Abram, who became Abraham, back in the book of Genesis. We've been moving toward this. And we watched God set his people free from slavery in Egypt to bring him. So everything that we've gone through so far has been leading us toward the promised land, and we're about to cross into it. And in a very real way, the entire wilderness experience that we've gone through with the children of Israel had a single purpose. It taught the people who God was, and it taught them to know how to obey him. And now they have to go do that. They have trust that God will go before them. They are leaving the wilderness, like we're leaving that part of the story, and going into the land of promise. And they're about to embark on a great mission with God. And if they're going to accomplish this mission, they're going to have to use everything that they learned in the wilderness to be humble, to be utterly dependent, and to be in collaboration with God against all the odds. And Joshua is a book of conquest. They do go into the promised land and conquer it. And so we'll notice God giving them instructions that seem very counterintuitive, even bizarre things that they're supposed to do, but it brings them victory. Doesn't make any logical sense. It brings them victory. And that helps us to understand that there are a lot of things going on that we don't have any control over or that we are even aware of. There's more going on than we even know. And so we must be utterly dependent upon and trust the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives because we don't see everything. And so some things may not make logical sense to us, but if we trust and obey, then we see later, oh, wow, I didn't see everything that was going on. Children of Israel have had to learn this. We're going to watch them continue to learn this. And we need to learn this. In the book of Joshua, we're going to see some of the glorious, the most glorious days in the Bible. There will be stumbles, but the people are engaged. They are trusting in their relationship with God. It's just, we'll see soon enough. That's not the end of the story. That's not how it stays. We'll see that their story so much is a mirror into our own story. They will fall away and return over and over and over for centuries. But right now, we're in this moment where everybody's on the same page, and we're about to witness a new leader lead the people forward into a new destiny. And so with that, we begin the book of Joshua, and today we will read chapters 1 and 2. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you, from the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Joshua then commanded the officers of Israel, "Go through the camp and tell the people to get their provisions ready. In 3 days you will cross the Jordan River and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you." Then Joshua called together the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. He told them, "Remember what Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. The Lord your God is giving you a place of rest. He has given you this land. Your wives, children, and livestock may remain here in the land Moses assigned to you on the east side of the Jordan River. But your strong warriors, fully armed, must lead the other tribes across the Jordan to help them conquer their territory. Stay with them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has given you rest, and until they too possess the land the Lord your God is giving them. Only then may you return and settle here on the east side of the Jordan River, in the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, assigned to you." They answered Joshua, "We will do whatever you command us, and we will go wherever you send us. We will obey you just as we obeyed Moses. And may the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your orders and does not obey your words and everything you command will be put to death. So be strong and courageous." Then Joshua secretly sent out 2 spies from the Israelite camp at Acacia Grove. He instructed them, "Scout out the land on the other side of the Jordan River, especially around Jericho." So the 2 men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there that night. But someone told the king of Jericho, "Some Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, "Bring out the men who have come into your house, for they have come here to spy out the whole land." Rahab had hidden the 2 men, but she replied, "Yes, the men were here earlier, but I didn't know where they were from. They left the town at dusk as the gates were about to close. I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you can probably catch up with them." Actually, she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath bundles of flax she had laid out. So the king's men went looking for the spies along the road leading to the shallow crossings of the Jordan River. And as soon as the king's men had left, the gate of Jericho was shut. Before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. "I know the Lord has given you this land," she told them. "We are all afraid of you. Everyone in the land is living in terror, for we have heard how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea when you left Egypt. And we know what you did to Sihon and Og, the 2 Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, whose people you completely destroyed. No wonder our hearts have melted in fear. No one has the courage to fight after hearing such things. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will be kind to me and my family, since I have helped you. Give me some guarantee that when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live along with my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all their families. We offer our own lives as a guarantee for your safety," the men agreed. "If you don't betray us, we will keep our promise and be kind to you when the Lord gives us the land." Then, since Rahab's house was built into the town wall, she let them down by a rope through the window. "Escape to the hill country," she told them. "Hide there for 3 days from the men searching for you. Then when they have returned, you can go on your way." Before they left, the men told her, "We will be bound by the oath we have taken only if you follow these instructions. When we come into the land, you must leave this scarlet rope hanging from the window through which you let us down. And all your family members, your father, mother, brothers, and all your relatives must be here inside the house. If they go out into the street and are killed, it will not be our fault. But if anyone lays a hand on people inside this house, we will accept the responsibility for their death. If you betray us, however, we are not bound by this oath in any way." "I accept your terms," she replied, and she sent them on their way, leaving the scarlet rope hanging from the window. The spies went up into the hill country and stayed there 3 days. The men who were chasing them searched everywhere along the road, but they finally returned without success. Then the 2 spies came down from the hill country, crossed the Jordan River, and reported to Joshua all that had happened to them. "The Lord has given us the whole land," they said, "for all the people in the land are terrified of us." Luke 13, 22 through 14, 6. Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he went, always pressing on toward Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" He replied, "Work hard to enter the narrow door to God's kingdom, for many will try to enter, but will fail. When the master of the house has locked the door, it will be too late. You will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Lord, open the door for us.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you've come from.' And then you will say, 'But we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' And he will reply, 'I tell you, I don't know you or where you come from. Get away from me, all you who do evil. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for you will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. But you will be thrown out. And people will come from all over the world, from east and west, north and south, to take their places in the kingdom of God. And note this, some who seem least important now will be the greatest then. And some who are the greatest now will be least important then. At that time, some Pharisees said to him, "Get away from here if you want to live. Herod Antipas wants to kill you." Jesus replied, "Go tell that fox that I will keep on casting out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and the third day I will accomplish my purpose. Yes, today, tomorrow, and the next day I must proceed on my way, for it wouldn't do for a prophet of God to be killed except in Jerusalem." Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me. And now, look, your house is abandoned, and you will never see me again until you say, 'Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" One Sabbath day, Jesus went to eat dinner in the home of a leader of the Pharisees, and the people were watching him closely. There was a man there whose arms and legs were swollen. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in religious law, "Is it permitted in the law to heal people on the Sabbath day or not?" When they refused to answer, Jesus touched the sick man and he healed him and sent him away. Then he turned to them and said, "Which of you doesn't work on the Sabbath? If your son or your cow falls into a pit, don't you rush to get him out?" Again, they could not answer. Psalm 79, a psalm of Asaph. O God, pagan nations have conquered your land, your special possession. They have defiled your holy temple and made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have left the bodies of your servants as food for the birds of heaven. The flesh of your godly ones has become food for the wild animals. Blood has flowed like water all around Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We are mocked by our neighbors, an object of scorn and derision to those around us. O Lord, how long will you be angry with us? Forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that refuse to acknowledge you, on kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured your people Israel, making the land a desolate wilderness. Do not hold us guilty for the sins of our ancestors. Let your compassion quickly meet our needs, for we are on the brink of despair. Help us, O God of our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name. Save us and forgive our sins for the honor of your name. Why should pagan nations be allowed to scoff, asking, "Where is their God?" Show us your vengeance against the nations, for they have spilled the blood of your servants. Listen to the moaning of the prisoners. Demonstrate your great power by saving those condemned to die. O Lord, pay back our neighbors seven times for the scorn they have hurled at you. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. Proverbs 12:26. The godly give good advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this, well, I guess with leap year, this is the 101st day of the year. And we have concluded the Torah, and now we move into Joshua, and we look eagerly into the stories that are to come. And we take to heart what we hear in Proverbs today. Godly people give good advice to their friends. Wicked people manipulate them. Right? Wicked people lead them astray. May we be godly today in all that we do and say with all the people that we interact with. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. Of course, that's where you find out what's going on around here. And so stay tuned, stay connected in any way that you want to or that you can. Check out the community section. This is, you can find this in the app or on the web, but this is where different links to get connected on social media are. It is also the place of the prayer wall. And that is home for us, a place we can always reach out and not be alone. And so be aware of that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my sweet siblings. It's Minita. I would like to request a prayer for my daughter-in-law, Sharon. I know I have request prayer for her before. I would love to share another prayer request with you guys. Victoria Soldier, I love the way you pray, and many others lift up many to the throne of God. Please lift my daughter-in-law, Sharon, to the throne of God. I trust the Lord with her. She has to go through a bunch of MRIs and check her heart and her organs. She loves the Lord. My son does too, and her two little boys. They need her healthy. Please keep praying for her. My heart is heavy for her. And I know that we're not alone on this. And I know God knows. The doctors have not found any diagnosed for her. Her numbing in the feet and her arms. And pray that her heart is healthy and her liver and everything inside her. God knows. Doctors may not know what's going on, but God knows. He put it all together in her body, and she loves God, and my son does too. They're a beautiful family. Please pray for her. Thank you. I love you guys.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just want to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for Christian. Christian, for any matter, in the improvement. So I want to pray for Dancing Dave and his friend Mario that he met and the challenges he's going through and losing his two sons. I want to pray for Jay, who's the three-year-old with the pink eye. I also want to pray for Ashley and with the leukemia long-term. I want to pray for them. Gracious Father, we just ask you to have your way. Father, you are a healer and your God who can do anything. We just ask him for your healing. We just ask him for your strength. We just ask you for the name of those we call, Father. You said in your word that you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory. We just ask you to bless. We ask you to heal. We ask you to deliver. Oh, Father, get rid of that pain, God, and let that precious baby live on. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that leukemia, Lord. Oh, Father, that man who lost his two precious sons, Father, you have your way in his life. You strengthen him and his wife, and you bless them in your mighty and special way. And Lord, we'll give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a good day, Dabba. Love you all. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hello, beautiful Dab family. Blind Tony. Y'all, this is Candace from Oregon, and Blind Tony, thank you, because your ministry just continues to enrich my life personally. And I thank all of you Dabbers. It's just really great to be part of this community, especially I thank Brian and your entire team as you keep this going for all of us. May the Lord's name be praised, and may he strengthen you daily. My new husband and I are in the many transitions, including some health issues he's having, so pray for his restored health. Also, every member of his family, he has still three grown children, and so do I, and they are all in transition, moving from one household to another. So we have, you know, those six people plus us with all kinds of issues that come up when you move, having to do with storage and timing and unexpected expenses. So, Lord, I lift up Lyle and I and all of our family members, that we will have peace, that we will all look to you for that peace. And know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. In Jesus' name I pray. Thanks, Dabbers. God be with you, each one.
Hey, my supportive Dab fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Family, you guys really are incredible, supportive people of God. And that's exactly what our beloved Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower, my DAB mama. That's what she needs on behalf of my little bro, Keith. I just got off the phone with Mom Susan, and they had a phone appointment on today to have results about Keith's scan. And it wasn't a good report, to say the least. And we don't know what it all means, but we know it's not good. And we know God is in control. But I'm simply coming to you, my beloved, precious DAB family, to ask once again if you would be so kind to lift up Mom Susan and my little bro Keith as they need strength. So, Father, Keith is having a hard time processing what this all means for him right now, Lord. And you see how hard this is for Mom Susan. I just ask that you would please, would you surround them with your incredible grace, your incredible peace, your incredible comfort. Mom Susan has been such a support to so many of us. And I simply ask that you would use us to support her with our prayers, and then you do the rest. Hold Keith in your hands. Hold Mom in your hands. In Jesus' name. Thanks, family.